If you were given the job, the task, the assignment to be able to create a huge amount of exposure on a very low budget, how would you do it? Or how are you currently getting the exposure that your brand needs to be able to produce effective results? This is Paul Cooley with RuleYourRealm.com podcast. And today I want to talk to you about creative branding. Now, we are going to focus a little bit more on someone you might have heard of named Lady Gaga. Now, I'll explain why, and those of you that really know me, you're probably kind of surprised that I'm featuring her. Just hang with me, and I'll explain in a second here. So, creative branding is something that I have found that is almost an absolute must now when it comes to strategic branding. I have always very much been about being strategic and being a strategic thinker and creating systems and things of that nature. But really what I've come to find out over the last few years is you really need to have the creativity as well. Because when you look at successful brands, no matter what industry, I mean, something as boring as insurance, and I can say that because I have many clients in the insurance industry, or if we're talking about an entertainer, a recording artist, whatever the case may be, you have to have a certain amount of creativity mixed with your strategy. And so that's what I want to talk to you about. You could take something like the band before I say the name, maybe you have heard over the last year or two or three, I honestly don't remember when it came out, but there was a video that went viral on YouTube. And I remember it being described to me as, you got to go to YouTube and check out the band that only uses iPhones. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, do a search. And they're on a subway and all they use is iPhones to sing. And I went, all right, I'll check this out. Okay, fine. And come to find out it's a band called the Atomic Tom. Now, when I delve a little deeper into this whole thing, I went, this is stinking awesome and brilliant at the same time. Because here it is, a band that, I mean, I'm going to venture to say you've probably never heard of. I know I've never heard of them until then. That here they're on a subway in New York that they just bust out a full-blown song during commute time. I mean, people are on the subway, minding their own business, and all of a sudden, boom, they are performing live, only using their iPhones. I mean, this is a full-blown song. It's not just a cappella. I mean, they have the guitars and the drums and all these sounds, but it's only coming from their iPhone. Now, the reason why I mentioned this is this was a form of creativity. Now, I have no idea if this was their overall goal back when they did this. I mean, even the video itself looks like it was done on iPhones. Now, maybe it was just more of a fluke where, hey, we want to do something different. We're going to do this thing. All I know is multiple iPhones were used and the editing was done in such a way where it comes off very organic, but yet it was edited in a way where the overall branding and messaging, I mean, it's just really smart. It would not surprise me if there was a team that had collaborated and put this together beforehand. Then again, hey, maybe it was just some guys doing what they do best. But no matter what the case may be, this was a form of creative branding. Here they are. They bust out this song. The video goes viral for multiple reasons, though. Not just because they're this amazing, awesome band. No, I mean, I'd never heard of the people. But really, you have two very unique situations brought into one video. One is the uniqueness of the place that they are performing. No one was expecting that. What an awesome opportunity for people to be busting out their smartphones, recording this, tweeting it, touting it, YouTubing it, whatever the case may be, and getting exposure that way. But then to step it up a notch, all they're using is iPhones. Now, at this point in time, I don't think the iPhone 4 had even come out. And so, you know, since then, there are other bands and people who have done a lot of creative things with iPhones and iPads and so on. But these guys, like, kind of opened the door to that. And so it became even more viral. because they brought two very unique things into one video and got huge amounts of exposure, much more than they probably would have ever gotten doing anything more or less on the traditional side of advertising and marketing and things like that. So what does it take to really have a creative brand or have a creative brand strategy? Well, let's talk about Lady Gaga, for example. Now, I will straight up say right off the bat, I am not a fan of the brand of Lady Gaga, all right? I'm just not. But no matter if you love her or hate her, there are some strategic and creative branding strategies that have been implemented that I really want to focus on that I really think is extremely smart and just a brilliant way of creative branding. So let's talk about this. So you have somebody ultimately, and here's a couple steps that I want to walk you through. And as I'm walking through this, really take the time to examine your own brand and your own marketing strategies and to think, okay, am I doing this? Because I'll tell you, if you find yourself and don't think of yourself as someone that is creative, and maybe you have a marketing team and they don't seem that creative. I mean, really, if you're not creative and you got no one on your team that's creative, I highly recommend seeking out a marketing and branding agency, maybe mine, that can come up with a very creative way to effectively brand your business or your brand, your whatever. So take Lady Gaga. Now, here is somebody who is talented. Like I said, I'm not a fan of her brand, overall brand. I mean, it's not like I listen to her music. I'm just, all of it is just not my thing. But I will say, okay, you have someone that has a talent, let's say singing. Now, take Lady Gaga compared to any other singer out there. Now, think of the thousands, if not millions, of people who are trying to make it in the entertainment industry, the music industry. I mean, you name it. Someone that's on a stage entertaining somebody. Think of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are trying to do that and make it and aren't. People you've never even heard of. But then you take one, and I think she's still in her early 20s, some or mid-20s, someone that has just risen to the top in a short amount of time, and now is kind of a household name. How does somebody do that? Now, it takes more than just a talented voice or some cool songs or even hit songs. I mean, think about the number of music artists and entertainers that have had hits, and even the one-hit wonders, you never hear of them again. Now, this is someone who has consistently come out with hits, but much more. Now, a couple things I want to point out. One, and this is huge, because as those of you that are part of the Rule Your Realm community, you know we have a saying that you will never stand out from the crowd being like everybody else. You're never going to stand out being and doing what everyone else is being and doing. You got to stand out. There's got to be a uniqueness that goes, whoa, okay, wait a minute. You're not doing everything. You don't appear to be like everybody else that I've talked to. And so there is either going to be a repelling that happens or a draw that happens. And boy, because you're different, either I am totally repelled by you, kind of like I am with Lady Gaga, or there's going to be a drawing or an appeal that, yeah, I want to pursue this more now. I've just gone from overall the masses to now I'm a possible prospect here. All right. So first and foremost, she is not afraid to be different. I mean, you could even say she's she's crossed the line just to being a freak. I mean, yeah. And the part of that is part of her personality. She is different. She probably thinks of herself as a freak. That's fine. But at the same time, you can take that and just go with it. And I'm sure there are areas of her life that are very much exaggerated as well, from the costumes that she wears, from the lifestyle that she lives, from the weird things she's had implanted in her face. I don't know if that's a permanent thing or if it was just a part-time thing. I don't know. But I mean, just weird stuff, right? All of it stands out. All of it has gotten attention. Okay. Now, keep in mind, there is an end result in mind. There is a point and a purpose which should always, always be determined before any kind of strategic branding or creative branding has been implemented. You have to have an end goal and a result that is desired. What's the payoff? So she has that. She's clear on that. So then she's not afraid to be different, and she's not afraid to stand for something. Now, whether you agree or disagree what she's standing for, that's really not what we're talking about. But she's not afraid to stand out. She's not afraid to go against the grain. She's not afraid to make enemies, because in doing all of that, she is intensifying and strengthening the loyalty of her target audience, because she is repelling those that's not her target audience and drawing those that maybe feel like the outcast, that maybe feel different, that maybe, you know what I'm saying? So very smart on that behalf. Now, second or maybe third thing, I mean, if you want to separate the two, so one, not afraid to be different. Two, not afraid to stand for something. Now, think about that. Are you afraid, whether you're a personal brand, maybe you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you're an entertainer, are you afraid to be different? Maybe you're more of a corporate brand, a bigger business, whatever. Is your overall brand imaging afraid to be different? Or are you very busy trying to look like all of your competitors? Things to think about. All right. So third is she has targeted like-minded audience. Now, like I just said, by being different, you're going to appeal to some, you're going to repel some. So know, you must know, and this is the second pillar of the 12 pillars of ruling your realm, is you have to know who your target market is. You have to know what they like, what they don't like, what they feel like, what they're afraid of, what stresses them out, what they find great joy in. You have to know these things, because then as you are expressing this brand and overall image and allowing your personality to come out through your brand and brand messaging, it's going to strike to the heart. It's going to resonate with your target audience. All right. So number four, she is not afraid to be real. Now, you know, whatever that is, and I realize that could blend very easily into being different and standing for something, all that. But I want to stress this. When you are, I even hesitate to say building and creating a brand. But in essence, it still works. But you have to understand, when you're creating this personal brand, you're not being someone you're not. It's allowing your personality to come through the overall brand imaging and messaging that humanizes that brand, that allows that brand to be unique. All right. So it's not, I'm going to be someone who I'm not really, I'm just going to pretend. No, that's not the case. It's you being you and allowing that to shine through your products, your service, your overall brand image and messaging. See, so be real, be authentic. And I hate using the word authentic because I feel it's overused. I just don't like it, but there is a truth to that. It's being real. It's allowing people to see that you are a real person. Or if you're more of a corporate brand, it's allowing people to see that you are real people behind the logo. You see what I'm saying? So people do business with people. And so, you know, if your target market is not people, I don't know who you're marketing to, but and you could say, well, I'm targeting dogs. Yeah, but dogs don't pay your bills. It's the owners that do. So you're still marketing to people. So keep that in mind, all right? People do business with people, not logos. Unless you're like Apple, which you're not, hate to tell you, but you're not. Don't try to copy Apple. Be you. Be unique, all right? Stand out from the crowd. Number five would be she treats her fans, her consumers, her audience, her little monsters, as she calls them. She treats them like they're the boss. They're in charge. And this is a key thing when building and growing a community, which we'll talk about in a second here, is so often we get so self-focused, and by nature, people are just self-centered, which we need to really be careful of, because that will take you down usually a pretty bad road. Is you're making your business about people, not your products, not your services. So when you do that and you shift that mindset into saying, I'm going to make my business, and yes, I do have products, and yes, I do have services, but I'm making my business about people. I'm going to offer value to them. then you're stepping it up a notch and making it centered around them, which they love, compared to about you and your product and service, because everyone else, your competitors, are doing that. So you need to do the opposite and make it about the consumer, make it about them. So she does a great job. Let me give you an example. And I just think this is just so smart when it comes to creative branding is, and this is true, during one of her tours, and I have no idea when, because I don't follow her. But during one of her tours, she tweeted out kind of a secret message. It was kind of a mysterious tweet, if you will, that only her little monsters, her tribe, would really understand. And it was kind of cryptic, where it was like, okay, what did she mean by this? Basically, plainly put, if I had seen it, I would have no clue what the heck she's talking about, all right? What it was it was a secret message to her little monsters that she was going to be at a certain place at a certain time. Sure enough, those that got it and understood it, they showed up at this place going, all right, I'm here, I don't see her. Boom, lights hit. I mean, she comes out, lights are on, music's going, and she performs a live concert for her fans that nobody else knew about until it was too late. I mean, who does that? Think about it. If you're an entertainer, you need to start thinking like that. Think about it from your fans, your audience's perspective. How would you feel if the person you were just you're a hardcore fan, performed a live concert just for you and a select few? How would you feel? You would feel like you're on the in. You would feel like this person actually cares about me instead of getting my money. And so there is, and all that does is it solidifies, it strengthens the loyalty to the brand. So be thinking about that. Now, that is a creative strategy right there to throw out a very secretive tweet and then to perform. I mean, that's huge, absolutely huge. And to think about it, I mean, that hardly cost anything. I mean, yeah, there was some setup, but I mean, that was just nothing. And she didn't have to do that. And it's been stated that Lady Gaga is not motivated by money. Now, when it comes to creative branding, obviously we need to pay our bills, right? But again, she's making it about the people, not the money. Keep that in mind. And lastly, the last thing I really want to cover here is she cultivates her tribe. She cultivates it not just by performing live concerts, not just by showing up at somebody's house that's a fan and totally making their day, not just about standing for different causes and purposes that she believes in, but she cultivates through the platforms that are available, such as social media, and she engages, she communicates, she makes it about the people that really ultimately just spread the word about her for her. So she has a bunch of little monsters or brand ambassadors doing a ton of the work for her. This is huge when it comes to creative branding. So I hope that kind of sinks in. Go over those points again. Think about that. How can you implement creative branding, a creative brand strategy, into your overall marketing? What are you doing that's creative? What are you doing that's unique? Like I said earlier, I've got a lot of clients in the insurance industry, and almost all of them have admitted that insurance is pretty darn boring. Okay, well, how do you get unique? How do you stand out? I mean, I do website assessments all the time, and it's like, okay, you look like all your other competitors. You know, what's different about you? What screams to your target audience? We understand you. We get you. And so, with that, then you take, on a much bigger scale, obviously, but you take people like Geico and Allstate, where you have a little lizard, you have the mayhem guy, you have these very creative and entertaining commercials and YouTube videos, and so on, that all help keep that brand in the mind of the consumer. So when it's time to start looking for insurance, hey, you know what? They might be able to save me a buck or two because it's been instilled in our minds through this creative and entertaining brand strategy. So So keep that in mind. I would love to hear your thoughts about this. What are some creative ways that you have seen brands implement a creative brand strategy? What's some creative ways that maybe you have implemented? And what are some ways that you could maybe start implementing yourself? I really highly recommend that you write those down and talk it over with your marketing team if you have one. Really think about how you can get more creative in all the areas of your brand image and messaging. Because, hey, it's time to rule your realm. Again, this is Paul Cooley with RuleYourRealm.com. We'll talk to you guys soon.